Hey guys, welcome to the Stable Equestrian. Basically, this is the first podcast on here, so if it's a bit rough, I apologize now. This is going to be probably short and sweet. It's just a little bit of an intro touching on kind of what this podcast is going to cover. So basically, it'll be touches on a lot of things. I coach as well as ride. I coach at Pony Club and I coach my own kids. So it's going to be for riders and people who coach and for basically anything to do with horses, whether you want to listen to it when you ride, when you go to work, when you are just so bored and you've already listened to every other podcast under the sun about horses. I decided that today I would probably touch on something really easy but that I think would be kind of popular, which is building confidence. So I am a nervous rider in some degree. I am, pop me on a new horse and I am pretty confident to start off with, but in on my horses that I have now, I'm confident, but I do know the feeling of nervousness and I know how it feels. And I coach quite a few people that are nervous and people that are starting out. So I'm just going to touch on what I found helps and what to do if you are nervous to try to make that a little bit better. So basically, I find the easiest thing is to touch into you or someone you're coaching or a friend, figure out what makes them nervous, whether it is riding in general, because that is a very hard one to cover, because then it's the generalized riding, or maybe it's the generalized even being around a horse, which is even harder because those fears are a lot bigger. If it is something in particular, like jumping, like cantering, like going out in a big paddock, things like that are not easier to get rid of, but they're a smaller subject, so they're a little bit easier to try to help. I feel like jumping is a very common one. Usually, if it's very, very specific, it can be cross-country jumps or it could be jumping height. So once you pinpoint what it is that makes you nervous, it makes it a lot easier to try to help. I always say don't push yourself too much. Don't decide to go out riding and go, okay, I'm going to jump a course of a meter even though I struggle to jump 180 jump, because all that happens is if anything goes wrong, even though it could be a freak accident, it could be something really small, you might focus on that and then it's gone, it's over, or your confidence has disappeared again and right down to the bottom, because that's usually how it works. For myself and for people I coach, it has to be step by step. You have to focus on what you are confident in and add a little bit by a little bit, especially with jumping. I always find it easier to add something to the jump one by one. So if I have a rider who is more, it's more about height, and I have a horse that they ride that doesn't care what's underneath it. So the scarier I make the jump, the more they can focus on the jump. The horse doesn't care. The rider slowly learns that the horse ain't gonna stop, ain't gonna do nothing wrong. And very soon it becomes a lot easier for them because she's so busy focusing on the fill underneath the jump or what's there right at the start, that as they jump them, as she realizes it's no big deal, she gets a lot more confident without the jump changing. That's the biggest part, is that the height doesn't go up, the jump doesn't get bigger, the approach doesn't get bigger, nothing like that. All that changes is her confidence gets bigger without anything changing. Obviously, you have to have a horse that doesn't care about fills for that. It's a lot harder if you're working with a younger horse. It is why a lot of confidence issues comes when you get a young horse too early or a naughty horse when you aren't ready for that. And it's super hard to know when you're ready for that, but I think that's something I'll touch on later on. So jumping is a little bit easy to figure out because it is very common. Riding a horse in general has to be taken very slowly. It's the same if someone's scared of a dog or a cat or another animal. I think the biggest thing you have to know is that they or you really want to do it. So if you know for a fact that you want to do it, use that. Because if you don't want to do it, then there's not a lot of point. Mm-hmm. Plenty of people don't ride horses. So if you know that's what you want to do, or you know that jumping's what you want to do, or dressage, or whatever, use that as motivation that you actually want to do it. So you have to push through this, you have to be confident, because if you don't push through this, you won't get to your goals, basically. When you are dealing with confidence issues, I highly suggest to write it down. When I say write it down, write down goals. And I'm not talking, you can write down huge goals, that is super helpful, but little goals are just as helpful, if not more helpful, because sometimes it's not that they'll be easier to achieve, but little goals give you a build up. So I'm talking it doesn't mean that the goals are little, but instead of focusing, I want to jump 80, or I want to jump 1.20 meters, or I'm going to canter today, or sometimes canter will be a big goal for someone, sometimes it's little, so it really does depend on who you are. But little goals can be, I am going to do a whole lap of trot. If you're a person who already trots and can do most of the paddock or arena or whatever, but is nervous about it, do goals that you're super close to achieving. You just need the motivation. That is a small goal. A big goal is something that you are really aiming for. So when I teach, we always have those big goals. We always have, they want to jump this, or I want them to get to a point where they can canter on a contact, or they can jump 60 or a round of 60. To get there, it's a lot easier to have lots and lots of small steps that they don't realize is happening, because I find it easiest to, when I coach, have these little things that we work on that are little steps. They don't even notice they're happening. One day we're jumping 30, the next day we're jumping 40, maybe the next day we jump 60, and the only reason we jump 60 is because I tell her if she locks down, the jump's going to be going up. It's a motivation. She can also jump that. It is definitely not a threat that she can't do. I would never ask them to do something they can't do. But it's little steps, it builds their confidence, and before they realize, they're cantering a whole course, jumping 60, without it being a big deal. You're not going from practicing 30 to going, we're going to jump a course of 60 today. It is raining really hard, so if you can hear that, that is what it is. There is so much you can touch on with confidence, and this is going longer than I thought it would. I didn't realize how much talking you can fit in to the time, if that makes sense. I think confidence is something that's really hard to fake it till you make it when you are riding, because a lot of us, you can't fake your body language. So you can fake a smile, you can fake doing a lot of things, but riding the horse can feel everything. So make sure you look at that when you are being unconfident, because sometimes your riding level will be really high, But because your confidence level is so low, it drops your riding level. Not, that doesn't make you a bad rider. It means you have to address the confidence before you can get better. Because when you are not confident, you usually ride very defensive. Some people ride more aggressively. Some people take their confidence issues out on onto their horse. And obviously we don't want that. Very few people do that. But if you see someone who, or coach someone who does get really frustrated with their horse, sometimes it is a confidence issue. If the horse isn't being naughty and you're like, what are they doing? It will sometimes just be that they are really nervous and they get really worried, and in doing it they ride defensively and their hands get harder, they stop focusing, they get really hunched over. And a lot of times if you get hunched over when you're jumping, it will affect the horse. The horse will stop. I will do a podcast on that about jumping and position. I have, for those wondering, I do have coaching certificates. I've been riding for years and years and years. I've been coaching for a couple of years. I have watched and learned from quite a few people. So as much, I'm not saying everything I say is right, but I'm telling you that I'm not just coming on here and going, this is right because this is my opinion. And because this is still just my opinion, it is an opinion that I have gotten from other people and things that I believe are true, doesn't mean you have to agree. I feel like confidence is a not one size fits all. Everyone is very different. It does affect everyone very differently. I personally had an accident. That is why my confidence is not as high as I would love it to be. And I wish with all my heart that I could be super, super confident. But that isn't something that I can click my fingers and do. I highly suggest going to a psychologist or a sports psychologist, someone who can talk you through things, give you goals. Coaches are great. If you don't have a coach, I suggest getting one and finding a really, really good coach. I will also do an episode on that, just because I found it really hard. I lost my coach. When I say lost, he died. So I lost the one coach that I really, really loved and had a connection with. And it's been about three to four years now, and I still have yet to find someone that is not as good. I've had coaches just as good, but haven't had that connection. And as much as I might be looking for something that doesn't exist, since I know him since I was young, I'm looking for a connection where I can fully trust him. And I felt it in some coaches, but not coaches local to me. Coaches that have come down and done clinics, which obviously they can't fly from wherever, the top of New Zealand or whatever, down here every week or every 2 weeks. Anyway, don't put yourself down because of confidence. Don't look at other people and let your confidence make you jealous. Confidence is a very slow progression. Everyone deals with it differently. Everyone has different confidence issues. Definitely write it down. Definitely, if you don't want to talk to someone about it, if you don't want to talk to a friend about it, definitely talk to a psychologist or write it down. Get it out of your head so either you or someone else can re-go through it. Look at the little points. It took me a while to actually make myself realize, oh, it was because of the accident. I need to address that in myself. A lot of confidence issues can cause other things. We've had riders who, in because they weren't confident, it turned into blaming the horse for things when they really just didn't try because they weren't confident. And I think that happens a lot because confidence in riding makes us less confident in ourselves. And we all know what happens when we're less confident in ourselves. We do, human nature makes us put, not things, people, down in our head. Doesn't make us a horrible person, but we naturally will, if we're not confident in ourselves, we'll try to find flaws in other things. And I'm not saying we all do that. I know myself that I don't do that now, but I for sure did that when I was younger. And it happens. It doesn't make you a bad person. It only makes you a bad person if you do it out loud and you're horrible to people. I didn't talk a lot about actual horses. I can go on about horses' confidence jumping. And when you're looking for a horse, seeing the confidence in the horse, that's a big thing. But I think that I will do another one on confidence in a while. If anybody found this helpful or insightful or easy to listen to, I don't know if my voice is easy to listen to, who knows. I don't think my accent is very interesting, but then I don't think Kiwi accents are, but that's only because I am Kiwi and I grew up around it. Anyway, bottom line is, with confidence, you have to address it, break it down into little parts, talk to someone and build it up slowly. Do not throw it all in the deep end. Find a coach that you trust so you can fully trust them to keep your confidence up. If I am with a coach that I fully trust, they can put a jump up and my brain won't question it, because our brains are really stupid and question things that we don't want to question. My brain won't question it if I trust them. But a lot of other coaches who are just as good, because I don't have as much trust, I will question the height of a jump. I will question what we're supposed to be doing. I'll question it because I'm not confident in it, and I will question whether I'm able to do it. But if I trust them, I won't question it. I will be pretty happy with it and doing it. And if I don't question it, I ride it better. That's my biggest struggle. So honestly, look at your confidence or whoever your teaching's confidence. It will, look at what it affects and what you think it affects. I think people don't think deeply about it, because they're like, oh, I'm not confident, so's heaps of people. And that's totally true. But confidence affects everyone very differently. And I've said that a couple of times. Anyway, this was supposed to be a short and sweet 6-minute episode, but it's been 18 minutes. So I hope that was slightly helpful. And it wasn't as much tips, but what things that I have found. And yeah, I hope that anybody who listened to it found it helpful and that you listen to my next one. And thank you guys for listening. I will see you in the next one. I hope to do one, at least one every week. We'll see who listens. I'm not here for who listens, although otherwise it's pointless putting it out there. But I find it hard, struggle to write it all down. I don't really like being on video, so I'm just going to do it this way and give all my coaching and writing information out into the world and see how it goes. So thank you guys for listening.